unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Parents of children with spinal muscular atrophy, as well as doctors, often don't give enough importance to the role good nutrition plays in improving patients' quality of life, according to a leading Polish SMA expert. Eva Toporowska, a pediatric gastroenterologist at the Medical University of Lodz, spoke on diet and SMA at last month's 6th Polish SMA conference in Warsaw. The event was hosted by the Polish nonprofit group Fundacja SMA. Nutrition in SMA remains an open question, so we really need to explore this area because there are no strict guidelines, Toporowska told SMA News Today in a subsequent phone interview with Lodz. This is the first barrier in children with SMA because they are not able to properly take food, she said. Guidelines suggest we should perform video fluoroscopy, a procedure that enables us to see how the child swallows. This should be performed in all children with SMA who are non-sitters. If the child is unable to swallow safely, we should activate tube feeding to prevent malnutrition. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as GERD, might also be present in SMA children, particularly in type 1 cases, she said. But we shouldn't overestimate this problem because not every child with SMA will have reflux. GERD causes acid reflux and may be associated with silent aspiration, food or drink that enters the respiratory tract without any warning signs, such as coughing or choking. That can lead to pneumonia and respiratory distress. In addition, scoliosis may contribute to increased abdominal pressure, including to GERD, and constipation can worsen GERD as well. One way to manage reflux is to eat small portions throughout the day rather than large meals. Whatever we know about diet from literature is usually based on experience because we don't have many studies, she said. There is a very subtle balance between undernutrition and overnutrition. Once you increase the energy in the diet, it's very easy to cross the line because these kids don't have muscle. If you give them too much energy, they have too much fat, and a high-energy diet may cause problems with aspiration. Also critically important is bone health, she said. Between 80 and 90% of kids with SMA are deficient in calcium or vitamins D, E, or K, a situation that can boost the risk of fractures. Because these children don't have enough muscle mass, they are very prone to metabolic disorders like hypoglycemia. Children with SMA type 1 should not go more than 6 hours without food, and type 2 children shouldn't go longer than 8 hours. Likewise, because children with SMA are much less physically active, they generally need 20 to 50% fewer calories than healthy kids. There are also different caloric requirements between kids on respiratory support and those who breathe by themselves, she said. Respiration without support is very hard work for these children, so they're consuming more energy. In addition, children who receive Spinraza, even those with type 1, develop more normally. Toporowska said future nutritional guidelines might very well take into account not only the type of SMA a child has, but also what type of therapy he or she is receiving. There will be a difference between children who grow with the natural history of the disease and those on nusinersen, she said. Kids who are treated with nusinersen are in a completely different category. I know children who suffer from type 1 and have been on tube feeding for years, and those with the same disease on nusinersen who are able to consume a normal diet. Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum Director Michael Morale.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Welcome to my weekly flash briefing for SMA News Today. My name is Michael Morale. In this week's flash briefing, I want to spend a few minutes to explain why the flu or the pneumonia virus impacts those of us with SMA much more directly than those individuals that are considered able-bodied. I usually catch a cold about twice a year, and this is your everyday head cold, which includes a little congestion, a little fever, a cough, and maybe even a runny nose. I usually catch these type of head colds when summer turns to winter and winter turns to summer. A couple of weeks ago, however, I started getting a sore throat, which is usually a pretty good indicator to let me know that I'm about to get sick. When my head cold runs its normal course, I usually have a sore throat for a few days, a runny nose for a few days, and maybe a cough with a little congestion that'll last about a week, possibly even 2 weeks. This one, though, felt much different than my normal head cold. My fever went up to nearly 101 degrees, and my body felt like it was on fire. My caregivers and I decided that we better go ahead and call an ambulance, and when they came to pick me up, my temperature was over 100.3. By the time they got me in the hospital, my temperature had risen to well over 103 degrees. After doctors ran all of their tests, they told me that I didn't have the common cold. I had pneumonia. Immediately, when I heard the word pneumonia, warning bells started going off in my head, because I know that the flu and the pneumonia virus can have a devastating impact on anyone who has SMA. Our immune system is already compromised, and if you throw in pneumonia on top of SMA, this can be a deadly scenario that we never want. After spending nearly 4.5 days in the hospital, doctors and nurses finally got a handle on the pneumonia virus, and I'm now at home recovering. Along with taking all of the medicine that the doctors gave me when they released me from the hospital, I'm also finding that my recovery is going to take a little bit longer than I had originally thought. The day that I got out of the hospital, I could barely lift my arms. Every ounce of energy that I had was completely eradicated from my body. My physical therapy that I've been working on for the past 10 months seemed to all but disappear with regards to the benefits that I had achieved. I came home on Wednesday, and it wasn't until midday Saturday that I started to notice that the muscles were starting to make a slight recovery. Most of the day on Wednesday and all day Thursday and Friday were times of uncertainty for me. I was actually scared that I had lost all of the muscle tone that I had worked so hard to achieve, and to say that I was depressed would definitely be an understatement. I always tell everyone to keep a smile on their face and to remain positive, yet no amount of encouragement that I gave myself was working. I've never been a patient person. When I want something, I want it yesterday, not today. Unfortunately, I had this attitude with regards to my recovery. I expected my body just to bounce back and start working like it had before I caught pneumonia, but this was not going to be the case. Pneumonia had taken over my body and was now running the show, and the only thing that I could do was to accept the fact that my muscle strength would improve over time. It would just not be on my time schedule. They say that it takes someone with SMA about 1 week for every day that they spend in the hospital to recover with regards to their muscle tone and strength. Since I've been doing physical therapy for the past 10 months, I'm finding that my recovery may not take as long as what they say it's going to. But again, waiting even 1 week is too long for me. Each day gets better, and I'm able to stay in my chair for longer periods of time without becoming fatigued or winded. My voice is slowly getting stronger, and I know that after a couple of weeks, I should be back to a more normal schedule. I hope you enjoyed this week's Flash Briefing. We at SMA News Today hope everyone's having a fantastic day. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.